Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Listen, if you think you just need, you know, a little wisdom, some encouragement, this is the episode for you to listen to. We're going to talk about all things trust, the difference between living and just existing. I just felt the need to encourage some of the listeners out there. Y'all have been rocking with me now for 3 years, and I say it every episode, I don't take your listening and your downloading the episodes for granted at all. Maybe tug on a friend and tell them, hey, this episode is for you. All right, y'all, we are really in the month of May. It really is the fifth month of 2023. Y'all, this month is moving. This year is moving. And I hope you're moving with it. I began to think about the difference between living and existing and just trying to gauge the areas that I've just been existing in and areas that I think I'm thriving in, thriving and living. Because life is going to always present a set of challenges. And my desire is for divine strategy and divine wisdom on how to navigate the obstacles and challenges that come my way. Not only divine wisdom and strategies on how to, you know, overcome those obstacles. It's like, okay, also, Lord, place divine help around me. But that is going to require trust, which I think I've said before, I haven't had an assistant. I haven't had a real assistant in over 10 years because of my lack of trust. And I've got to get over that. I've got to give people an opportunity, not to prove themselves, because I wouldn't want anyone to work for me and think they have to perform for my trust. And what do I mean perform? Well, let me do this to make sure that she... No. I want you to be you. And I've been reading this book. It's a brand new book by Dr. Henry Cloud called Trust. So y'all know Dr. Henry Cloud is one of my favorites, author of Safe People and Boundaries. He's got a few different versions of boundaries. He's got a boundaries in dating. Just so many. He's the bomb. Amazing. Great psychologist. But he talks to you in a practical way. He's from Louisiana. So he's got a definite down to earth approach. And the subtitle of his book, Trust, is called Knowing When to Give It, When to Withhold It, How to Earn It, and How to Fix It When It Gets Broken. So I'm going to dive into some of those excerpts later, but I was trying to just figure out areas that I'm thriving in, and then areas where, man, have I just gotten so numb in certain areas? And so I just felt led to encourage some folks out there who are kind of walking through life a little numb, because that's how you've chosen to protect yourself. You know, like when you go to the doctor and they have to give you a shot, or you're getting some dental work done and you got to get a shot. So they'll numb the area, and it's kind of like for your protection so that you don't feel the pain. I will never forget, a couple years ago, I had a dream that I was being rolled into a surgical room and I was getting surgery, or they were going to cut a leg or something, but they did not want to give me anesthesia. And I remember I kept screaming, I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to feel the pain. Like, bro, give me medicine. Give me anesthesia. Numb the area. So yes, numbing the area that's painful before you put a needle in it or do surgery or whatever, yeah, that's good. It is a form of protection so that we're not terrorized by pain later, so that we're not terrorized to go to the doctor, you know, for surgery or to get, you know, a shot or medicine and you got to get an IV. I get it. But there are some times where you're going to actually have to feel the pain in order to heal the pain. I cannot heal something that I don't feel. You cannot walk around numb your entire life. Because to me, when you're walking around numb, that means there's some areas of healing. And I think we lessen the quality of life when we walk around just so numb and we just want to be so disassociated. And actually, disassociation is actually a trauma response. It's what is happening to you as you are being abused or in an unsafe environment. You literally mentally disassociate yourself. It's like out of body. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to feel it. I remember back in 2018, I had a moment of disassociation. And I don't remember the phone calls made to me. I don't remember anything that I even did in that period of time. So you can, shucks, it could be disassociation, or it could even be a psychotic break. Like, you're so traumatized, you just, now this is different to me blacking out to do harm to somebody else. I'm talking about what happens when something has been done to you. Or you've gotten some news that you just couldn't handle. Have you ever seen a loved one, or maybe yourself, when you got news that someone passed away and it was unexpected, and you pass out, you black out, you don't remember anything, right? But then there are some times where we are aware of the moment, but for the future, we just do things in our life where we're like, you know, I don't want to feel the pain. It's because you don't want to feel the pain. You won't go over grandma's house anymore because y'all were so close. And when she passed away, you just can't. You don't want to feel the pain. You don't want to smell fried chicken no more because it reminds you of your best friend. Because y'all used to smoke weed and eat chicken wings when you had the munchies and now they're no longer here. Or you're even grieving someone who's actually, maybe y'all broke up. And you just want to disassociate yourself from the memories, or you want to disassociate yourself from the pain that they caused you. I get it. But we got to heal that pain so we can be able to feel the wind on our cheeks, the sun beat on our face. You want to be able to feel the love that someone else is trying to give you. But because you're so blocked off, you can't feel love. And you, I know you ain't giving love. So I just wanted to speak into that, you know, and sometimes in order to feel the pain, to heal it, I would encourage you to unpack that pain with someone, a professional or someone that you deem safe. Well, what do you mean, Michelle? So if you want to unpack your pain with someone and process your pain with a friend, some steps are ask that friend and be like, hey, I want to process something with you, something that's just been weighing me down. But before I unload on you emotionally, are you in a place to help me right now? Now, you're a safe person. And if that person is a safe person, you are giving them the choice to say, of course, let's talk. Or that person might say, hey, let me put my kids to bed right quick. Let me feed the dogs. Let me make sure my partner has eaten and I'm gonna call you back in an hour. Or that person might say, I wanna give y'all permission to even tell that person, like, man, I'm in a place right now that I can listen, but I just wanna let you know I'm in a place right now where you might not wanna hear my advice on a situation because I'm going through it too. So I'm just giving you variations of how to ask somebody and what a safe person's response can be. An unsafe person will be like, man, I hope we ain't finna talk about so-and-so because I told you not to date them in the first place. See, if you didn't date them, you wouldn't be heartbroken. If man, I told you not to move back to so-and-so, that's unsafe. A safe person, I've already given you a couple variations of how a safe person will respond if you decide you want to unpack the pain or unpack the pain with a professional counselor. But I really want you to get that weight off of you. I feel like the pain you carry is weight. It's kind of like, imagine if you're trying to walk on a beautiful beach and you got buckets in your hand because you're supposed to be collecting sand, but it's nothing but stones. And each stone represents pain you're carrying. Each stone represents betrayal, disappointment, regret. And it seems like it's light to carry at first, but the longer you keep walking, it gets heavier. So I want you to be able to walk through life and unburden yourselves. I want you to lighten your load.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and Brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To my friends that are listening, who listen every week, I want to call your name individually, but baby girl, unload that pain. That pain is not your identity. It is not who you are. The pain that someone inflicted on you is not who you are. The disappointment you feel, that's not your identity. You have nothing to do with that. But you are responsible for your healing. You cannot put your healing in the hands of the person that hurt you in the first place. 9 times out of 10, they have moved on with their life. They probably don't even know that they hurt you because they're so toxic. They're so used to living in dysfunction that they think it's normal. No. It is not normal. Just because you survived dysfunction don't mean it's normal. All right. Surviving abuse, being abused is not normal. Verbally, physically, in any kind of way, it's not cool. All right. So that will get you to a place of living and not just existing, because you chose to numb yourself because of all the pain that you're in. And maybe you're not the person in pain. Maybe you're in relationship with someone who is, and it's affecting the quality of your relationships. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships, just people you friends with, somebody you cool with. They always come into the house down. They always negative. They're in pain. Help them. Maybe initiate the conversation and be like, "Friend, it's been about 4 years. I don't know. whether it's been a year or 4 years and we keep talking about the same thing, or I notice like you just seem so irritable. And irritability is often mistaken for anger when it's really depression. All right. So that person could just be depressed because they haven't had an outlet or a safe place to share, you know, what they've been going through. You know what I mean? My pastor said something on Sunday. He said, some people want attention, not intervention. So you're going to have those people in your life as well, but make sure it's not you. All right. And make sure that when a person is talking to you, you have permission to say, I hear what you're saying and thank you so much for sharing. Are you just wanting me to listen, or do you want my advice, or can I help you with a solution? Especially if you have a track record of great solutions, especially if you have a great track record. Like, I'm going to take advice from somebody who got a life that I want to live. Well, I guess you can also listen to people who live a life you don't want to live because of bad choices that they made. You can look at them and be like, okay, you a blueprint and you got a life that I don't want to live. But it's a possibility. Like, I feel like I have the authority to speak on areas of healing, depression, anxiety. I feel like I've walked through enough. I feel like I've overcome enough. I feel like I believe. I hope I've been a good witness to y'all about being resilient, getting that bounce back, you know, from situations that were meant to kill me, humiliate me, embarrass me, or make me just want to give up on life. Through the grace of God and y'all's prayers and support, woo, I'm here. I'm here. And there are so many other people who've got a great track record of living this life. That you can talk to. And so I really pray that, and I hope y'all allow me to say the word pray. My prayer is that you get surrounded with safe people and people you can trust. So speaking of trust, I have been reading this book called Trust by Dr. Henry Cloud. Again, the subtitle is Knowing When to Give It, When to Withhold It, How to Earn It, and How to Fix It When It Gets Broken. Y'all, we gotta trust. Have you ever heard people that say, I don't trust nobody, but you get on an airplane. You don't know the pilot. You don't know the flight attendants, but you on that plane. I don't trust nobody, but you get your food delivered. I don't trust nobody, but you drive a car hoping that everybody obeys the traffic signals and stop signs. Child, you ain't got that one person. So ask them, if you don't trust nobody, you took the subway to work today. Did you trust the conductor and that the train would not derail? Based on the people that are to ensure that the train stays on the rail. So you trust somebody. All right. Ain't that funny? Mm-hmm. So there are some things in the book where he says we can become better and better at knowing who is trustworthy and who is not. And we can get better at deciding when and with whom we will put ourselves at risk. Loving someone is a risk. Being in relationship with some is a risk. Child, some of your coworkers is a risk, but it is a risk that majority of the time you will find that it was a risk worth taking. There's a part in this book that says, possibly everyone reading this book, including me, has been victimized by a betrayal, small or large, that still stings. We all have our stories of misplaced trust. We either missed warning signs and moved forward when we shouldn't have, or worse, the warning signs were not visible. Y'all, I definitely moved forward on something when I shouldn't have. I told y'all before, I moved forward on doing a reality show when something in the pit of my stomach said, do not do it. And we did it anyway. And I think we both did it because we were like, no, nah, this is just the first time of doing something like this. We're just afraid. No. God was trying to protect. He was trying to protect so much in that season of my life, but I did not heed to that warning. Missing warning signs. This book says everything about a situation looked good on the surface, and maybe it was, but we got burned anyway. When we look back, we say to ourselves, I just didn't see that coming. Or how could they have done that to me? We were such good friends or lovers or partners. How could they have treated me that way? And sometimes it is not even an actual betrayal, but someone's honest inability to do what we needed. We don't have good answers, but we do have scars. I promise you that you will never be betrayed or let down again after reading this book. Okay? One of the goals of the book is to equip you to know how to read between the lines of what someone tells you, tries to sell you, or promises you, and to be able to see what is trustworthy and what is not. Listen, I got to have him on the podcast, but this blessed me so much. It blessed me so much, especially when you are in a situation where you're like, okay, I don't trust, but I want to trust. This book even says that trust muscles can be repaired. Isn't that encouraging? Because maybe you were the person that inflicted pain, right? And so you are working to establish trust in a relationship again. And so I was encouraged, you know, when he said in the book that trust muscles can be repaired. You got to heal first, get past the anger and need for revenge and forgive, ponder and determine is reconciliation possible, and then a new track record being built. So while you're building those trust muscles, somebody should be able to look back and say, man, you really hurt me or you really disappointed me, but your track record these past 6 months or this past year has helped me rebuild my trust in you. Listen, you ain't perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm gonna need someone to trust me again. And I have been in that place where I needed someone to trust me again. And I love the five essentials of trust. He says that you can trust someone when you feel your needs are understood, felt, and cared about. So that's understanding. The second essential of trust is motive. When he says you can trust someone when you feel their motive is for you, not just for themselves. I have been in situations where I've been asked to do something and I'd be like, now how this gonna work out for me? What's in it for me? Now, there are moments where you do things for people because you're like, God's been so good to me. I don't need nothing out of this. I'm gonna show up. I'm there. Let's go. But then there are some people you're like, they kind of got an opportunist spirit on them. Right? So you can trust someone when you feel that even when they ask of you to do something, you still feel like their motive is for you and not just for themselves. A third essential of trust is ability. You can trust someone when you feel they have the ability or capacity to guard and deliver results for what you have entrusted to them. Okay, some of y'all are in partnership with a friend, loved one. Y'all are opening up a business. Y'all decided, hey, we're going to do a food truck, or we're going to have a dance group, or we're going to design clothes together. And they keep missing deadlines. Your trust is eventually waning, or they barely meet the deadline. And you're like, I don't trust that you're going to deliver. I don't trust that you can do this work. So another essential of trust is the ability. Do they have the ability to deliver results for what you've entrusted them to do? Maybe you have a company and you've hired someone and they keep dropping the ball. The amazing thing about this book is just not trust as it relates to romantic partners or family. It's also for leaders. It's also for business owners. It's, you know, you're like, yo, I got employees and two of them keep dropping the ball. I'm starting to lose trust in them. Baby, listen, they got to know, honey, you losing trust in them and they finna lose what they say. You about to lose your job. The fourth essential of trust is character. You can trust someone who has the character or personal makeup needed for what you entrust them with. Trusting someone who has the character. Ooh! Character is so important because it's not what you do really on stage. It's how are you off the stage. It's not what you do in front of everybody. What are you like behind closed doors? Hey. Ooh, I know for me, that's something you got to work on every day because I don't want to be the person where it's like the world adores me, but my kids one day or my husband one day is like, but she was a witch at home. You know what I mean? Like, no. You want all of that to match. No, it's all got to make sense. Character.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. where America goes to hire.
The fifth essentials of trust is you can trust someone who has a track record of performing in the ways you need them to perform. Track record. All right. You can trust someone who has the track record of just showing up. When people say they're going to do something, they're there. You're getting ready to move. And someone says, okay, I'm going to be there. I'm going to help you pack it all up. And I'm going to let you use my truck. And woo-woo. And then they don't show up. They don't call. And they've done this like twice on you. Mm-mm. Y'all, it blessed me so much. And the five essentials of trust, again, those five essentials are understanding, motive, ability, character, and track record. But y'all, it made me ask two questions of myself. It made me ask, who is in my life that has these five essentials? Who is in your life that has those five essentials? And then the other question I had was, do I carry these essentials in me? Can people say that I have those five essentials of trust? I've been big on talking about setting boundaries, right? But like, how many people have maybe had to set a boundary with me? We say, I'm setting boundaries. I don't trust nobody. Well, do people trust you? Do you carry those five trust essentials? Can people say your motive is pure? Can people say that you show up? Can people say, you know what? So-and-so is a hot mess, but they are consistent. They got my back. I'm so grateful. I know I got at least one hand of people that I can name right now that are consistent. We might not talk every day, every week, but they are consistent in showing up. They're consistent in how they move towards me and with me. I'm thankful. I'm super thankful. But I always got to make sure that that level of trust and how I need people to show up for me, I got to make sure that I show up for them. And don't just show up when it's convenient. Isn't it something where you're like, you know, I got to call off work, but I'm going to be there for you in your time of need. I'm going to take a vacation day and I'm going to be there. Somebody might lost their parent, lost a loved one or lost a job and they're going through depression. Can you show up for somebody? Can you Instacart them some groceries, child? I'll never forget during COVID, if folks that I knew were sick, I'd be like, well, at least let me send you some ginger ale because I ain't coming to your house. But let me send you this good old chicken soup and some turmeric and ginger probiotic. You know them little drinks that you just shoot them and you just swallow them in like 2 seconds. Yeah, that's me. I'm going to send you some groceries in a minute. Now, that's me. But as you get older, you really value and cherish relationships more than ever before. I really value and cherish the relationships that I have. And I certainly, certainly value you. I really do. I certainly value the relationships that I have with you guys and truly, truly thankful. So let me know, when it comes to trust, it's not a game. It says to trust is human. When we can't trust, we lose a lot of the human experience. He's a psychologist, so he was saying how you might have heard of mirror neurons. They are another example of how we are wired for trust. In the most basic terms, neurons function as communicators in the body. They receive and transmit information and stimuli. I mean, he's going really, 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 really into it. He says the brain of the person we are talking to forms a connection with us and mirrors our feelings and expressions in a deep natural bond that causes the two of us to connect even more deeply. Love, growth, faith, physical health, economic success, and more, These all run on trust. And without trust, things stagnate or even die. When we realize that trust is not optional, that all of human life is designed and wired to only work when we trust, we begin to treat trust with the utmost respect. Listen, trust, it sounds like to me, trust is a gift. And we just got to know when to give it, when to withhold it. Trust is a gift, how to earn it, and how to fix it when it gets broken. If someone you love has broken their trust with you, but you want to trust them again, or you want them to make sure that they're building that track record of trust, I would say, get this book, Trust. Dr. Henry Cloud is a trusted voice. And so I want to say this before I go. I want to apologize to you if you feel like no one has apologized to you for the area that you were disappointed in, a betrayal of trust. I want to apologize to you. And I want to encourage you to start working on the healing journey on your own. Because some of us are upset about apologies we will never get. All right. So I want you to thrive. I want you to live. I don't want you to just walk around here numb and just existing like a zombie. Matter of fact, listen to J.J. Harrison's song. It's called You're Gonna Live. Because you're gonna live to see it happen. You're gonna live to see you trusting again. You're gonna live to see you loving again. You're gonna see you thriving again. All right. And you're going to see you picking up that area where you had big dreams and you just set it down because you don't trust. Nope, that's not going to be your portion, because by the end of this year, I pray to get one testimony from this episode that you've decided to live and trust. I truly, truly hope and pray that this episode touched your heart. Maybe it's helping you and causing you to think of things in another way as it relates to trust, who to trust, when to trust, should you trust ever again, and that you begin to live life if you are one of the ones who have just been kind of walking through life, existing and just kind of numb to everything because that's how you've chosen to protect yourself. Always know that I love you. You are so loved. If you need any resources, please don't hesitate to DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is @MichelleWilliams. All right. I love y'all so, so much. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Checking In. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.